inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow. All it takes is...
As mentioned earlier, it was just a few degrees above freezing in the Mendenhall Valley this morning, and with us on the line for this week's edition of Garden Talk is Master Gardener Ed Byarski. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Matt.
A little frosty in some areas, or at least getting frosty. I think there were some frost warnings that were put out this week.
I saw that last night on the web. And so we should, for those folks who have tender crops, and some of those, the most tender ones would be squash, zucchinis out there. That's the first one to go. Tomatoes, although inside a greenhouse they're more protected. Potatoes. Again, if the potatoes are starting to turn yellow anyway, that's not a big deal. That the frost may knock them down. But if you want to keep them growing longer, get out the blankets, you know, get out the old blankets and sheets, water jugs, buckets of water, and have the hoses handy to spray down plants the night before the frost is predicted, because the having water on the plants will slow... protect them for a few degrees, at least, of frost.
Now, we've talked about this before, especially as it gets a little bit closer to the fall. But all these different methods, the water jugs, that will keep the heat from at least dispersing into the atmosphere, right?
Yes, and again, if you have the water jugs and the buckets, and then with blankets over that, that really works well, and that's. You know, it's a lot of folks use buckets, jugs, and even barrels of water in greenhouses as a heat sink, again, to help warm up during the daytime and then slowly release the heat at night. So that's the reason why. And the next thing would be some might think about, well, I'll just throw a sheet of plastic over. Well, a sheet of plastic, clear plastic, isn't really going to protect much. That the cold or heat goes through that very easily, you know, if... You think about the sun warming the stuff underneath the plastic through clear stuff. So clear plastic isn't the answer. Like I said, blankets or even sheets. I mean, just a plain old sheet will do better than a sheet of plastic will.
I seem to recall the plastic really doesn't have any good insulating value. That's
right. I mean, now if you had big pieces of bubble wrap, that which would actually have that insulating layer of air, something like that would work. If you know, for those people who might have that. And again, you've got to prioritize how many tender plants do you have to protect. But this is a little early overall, although I know there's been snow and other stuff up north and frost in places too. So, and then we get past this little warning period and we may go for a month or two, into October is common to have our first frost. At least out here in my neighborhood.
We had some pretty good rain showers in the area over the last week or so. Does that mean we can stop watering our plants?
Well, dig down deep and see what the soil is telling us. And I've been digging and I've been burying fish scraps and coffee grounds in my empty beds where garlic has been harvested and other stuff. And I'm finding that it is slightly damp down deep. That's a good thing, but not enough. So, yeah, keep those hoses handy. This weather is supposed to last for a few more days yet. At least the top layers where most of the plant roots are now is moist. I'm not watering outdoors, but I am watering in the greenhouses still. So keep things handy. Don't put away all of that yet. We're enjoying this warm, sunny weather. And let's hope it continues as long as we can, but we need a lot more moisture. I mean, creeks are still very low.
Okay, and we got some more questions from listeners, and after last week's episode about the woolly bear caterpillar, we got a couple emails from Jolene, who wanted to know about the best way to kill those, and I guess they're kind of like all over her house, and I kind of really get the sense that she's uncomfortable about your big suggestion about squishing them or stepping on them in your driveway. Is there another alternative that we can provide here for Jolene here to get rid of these caterpillars?
If she's out walking around, I've been doing a lot of squishing and squashing, and one day I believe I had a reaction myself on my inner arms. I may have gotten some of those hairs while doing that. So I would say have a a small sprayer, a spray gun, with soap spray. I mean, that's what we recommend for other caterpillars earlier in the season, you know, and if you spray it on them, that will kill the caterpillars also. But yes, be careful when squashing them. I mean, I'm seeing them everywhere. I'm doing dozens and dozens of them every day. And last night I was squashing them on blueberry plants where I was picking, and on the apple trees. And you'll see them up on the tips where they're feeding on the younger growth of the apple trees right now. Cherries, raspberries, blackberries, all over the place. So they are not, they're native to, supposedly native to Europe, but they're very common all over the U.S. There's a bunch of different species of them. So, and the last 3 years, they're getting more and more prolific here. So, I mean, I think the battle may be lost, but we can keep trying.
Okay. And we got one more question here from Kathy, who's inquiring about purchasing garlic bulbs. What would you suggest for her?
Well, perfect timing. This weekend, Saturday, is the food festival down at the Jack from 9 to 1 o'clock. And multiple vendors will be down there selling produce and lots of garlic. This is the perfect time of year to buy it and keep it for whether you want garlic for eating or garlic for planting. We will have it. And lots of other tasty stuff, everything from potatoes and carrots to kiwis and blackberries, and hard to say what all else is going to be there. But and there's free workshops, too, down there. So that will be ongoing about varieties for local vegetable gardeners. And I'm doing one on free stuff available in Juneau for Juneau gardeners and others.
And once again, what time is that?
9 till 1 down at the Jack. So
Saturday.
Hope to see folks down there.
Saturday, right?
Yes.
Okay, Ed Byarsky, thanks a lot.
You're welcome, Matt.
Pulling weeds and picking stones. Man is...